We want to thank our outstanding sponsor, Touring and Cruises Travel. It's the same team as Touring Plans Travel, but with a new name. Their travel advisors will take care of your Disney or other travel destination needs. Make sure you tell them Rope Drop Radio sent you. Now, on to the show.
Helping you navigate the Disney parks.
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
You're listening to Rope Drop Radio.
Welcome to Now Rope Drop Radio. Derek and Doug answering your questions. In fact, we're answering only one question. No, one person's question who asked like 30 questions. So 30 James Doyle, this whole episode is dedicated to you.
Well, it's dedicated to all our listeners.
To all of our listeners.
But mostly America.
So we have a lot that we're going to, a lot of fun ones too. So this is going to be really good. And so before we dive into that though, we got to talk about the trip coming up.
Yes, the You Define Magical trip, a Rope Drop trip in June 3rd through the 7th. We'll be staying at Pop Century. You can stay wherever you want. If you book with Touring and Cruises, which we would greatly appreciate, you will get a set of custom luggage tags made by yours truly, a Rope Drop Radio magnet, a Rope Drop Radio sticker, and a special You Define Magical, a Rope Drop Radio trip sticker, limited edition. So we will be going June 4th to the Magic Kingdom for a meetup, and then the monorail bar crawl. June 5th we'll be at Epcot all afternoon eating and snacking our way around the world. June 6th we will be having a dance party where none of us plan to dance at Pizza Rizzo's, and then a Smuggler's
hold on.
Run.
I plan to dance, Doug.
Derek can dance. Smugglers Run meetup where we see who is the best pilot in the galaxy. And then June 7th in the morning, we'll be at Animal Kingdom blasting off to Pandora and probably eating a little Satulis before we head to the airport. That is our Rope Drop trip, June.
Yes, we
4th
hope
through
to
the 7th.
See you there. Let us know if you're coming. I know a few people have like already said, hey, my trip automatically overlaps. We can't wait to see you. So that is awesome. So, another shout out to our Patreons. We have one new Patreon this week, Matt Stadelman. Thank you for joining the Rope Drop Radio community. While this show is coming out, I will be actually flying home from Walt Disney World, but I would have left a bunch of bonus episodes that you can check out on our Patreon page. So if you want to hear those and more,
you better have.
Hopefully I will. Yes. Mm-hmm. We're doing this right before I fly. So yes, I will be there. And leaving episodes, I promise, Doug. And if you're going to want to hear those, you're going to have to join our Patreon community in the show notes.
That's right. And if you want to support the show in another way, you can always share the show with a friend or family or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. We will read it on air eventually. This week's review is titled Superman Wears Rope Drop Radio Pajamas. I mean, that's a fun fact.
That's a good one. I like it.
And it's by Wolverine Alumnus. So evidently Wolverine has been listening too. So Derek and Doug are hilarious and incredibly informative. It's the only Disney podcast our whole family can agree to listen to. Keep up the awesome work. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Wolverine.
I love it. Thank you. Yes, Logan. By the way, a movie that I want to see that I'm inviting you to come see with me, Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's
just letting you know that now.
Can't
it's going to be a good one. I know a couple of our Patreons have actually, I think, are going to be joining me for that. So I'm excited. So we'll have to do a big one for that one. Anyway, yeah. James Doyle, last week we asked for listener questions and we got a ton of them.
Too many.
But James, you sent like 30. And so we're just dedicating this to you. So we're going to go down your list.
But they're good,
and there's
good
a lot,
questions
they're great
for everybody.
Questions. It's not, it's games. It's a lot of interactive things.
Yeah. If you're not James, don't keep listening.
Yes. It's not just for, no, it's really good stuff. Like, so this one, he starts with overrated and underrated. So overrated thing, underrated thing. One, a ride or attraction in each park. So what is an overrated ride in the Magic Kingdom, Doug?
Dare I say Pirates of the Caribbean? No, I can't say
Oh,
that.
No.
No.
Okay, I'm going to go with Peter overrated. Pan. Yep, and so what about underrated?
It would be Tiki Birds.
Okay, I'm going to go People Mover. Underrated.
I think that's very well rated.
Epcot.
Overrated? Epcot is Ratatouille.
I agree. That was mine. Yeah. So yes, I 100%. Underrated at Epcot.
Living with the Land.
You took both mine on that
Dang
one.
It,
okay.
Derek.
I know. I still got to agree because we got so many. I'm not going to come up with the new one. Hollywood Studios, what's an overrated attraction?
I don't know if there's an overrated attraction at Hollywood Studios.
There's not enough of them.
I think there's a lot of like E and D tickets, and then there's this big gap and the rest. I honestly don't think there's anything that I consider overrated. They're all well rated. Does that make sense, Derek?
It does. I know.
I think they all have their place. They know their place. Right? I don't think anybody's highly rating Alien Swirling Saucer, right? No. I don't think I can call that overrated. So I don't have one.
Do you have something that's underrated?
I do. Frozen, the sing-along. Oh. Very underrated because a lot of people think they need like a little girl to take to go to that. But anybody can go enjoy it. It's fascinating. It's a great show. It's funny. That's underrated by a lot of people.
So I still say Smuggler's Run because people like knock on it. And I'm like, no, it's a great attraction.
But I mean, if you're not doing it right, it is not great. Yeah. Like you need to be the pilot or you need to be with friends and family.
All right. Animal Kingdom.
Overrated Animal Kingdom would definitely be Pandora Boat Ride, Navi River Journey.
People love it. I agree. Yeah, I know. Underrated.
I think
Triceratops Spin.
Triceratops. Okay, you got me. Okay.
It's great.
It's one of the greatest.
All right. Overrated and underrated table service restaurant just in any park. So what is your most overrated and underrated? Yep.
I was thinking park to park here. Overrated in any park. I'm going to go with Brown Derby.
Oh, my gosh.
Very overrated.
I agree completely. Yes.
I don't think it's signature worthy.
Like, okay.
Sorry, Brown Derby fans. It's a Cobb salad. It's nothing I couldn't get at my local grocery store.
So actually, I do have an overrated one. It's Skipper's. I think it's overrated. Yep.
I think it's quietly well rated. It's in the middle. You just hate it for some reason. I don't know why. So, you keep ordering the steak. It's not a steakhouse.
I've ordered three different things at that restaurant.
Have you?
Yes, I have. I have pictures. I can prove it. So,
all right.
Underrated? Any of the parks? Do you have a restaurant?
I think Epcot has a few. I think Oktoberfest is a little underrated just because it's surrounded by some other things. It's underrated, but it's a really good buffet and it has music. It's got live performances. So it's a little bit of a sleeper considering what all it offers.
The one in Morocco, I'm blanking on the name. Spice Road Table. Yeah, very good food. So, and not usually that busy. So,
right.
Quick service restaurant. What is one that you think is overrated on the quick service?
By you, I'm going to say Cosmic Rays Cafe.
Oh my gosh, totally.
That's overrated by Derek. Everybody else, though, I'm going to say Flame Tree Barbecue. If I have to hear another person profess their love about how it's the greatest food, it is not that great. It doesn't even have air conditioning. So that's the most overrated counter service in Walt Disney World, in my opinion.
Okay. So what am I picking for underrated then, Doug? You know me well.
What you're going to pick for underrated?
It's Woody's. It's definitely Woody's.
Yeah. I
love Woody's. Right, yeah. Yep. So what about you? What's underrated?
Oh, 100% Pizza Rizzo's. It's undervalued. There's something about just being able to get crappy pizza and feed your kids in nice air conditioning that's undervalued in America these days.
Okay. So Disney Springs, what's an overrated restaurant in Disney Springs?
Lots of them. I don't know. I'm definitely going to go with T-Rex. It's overrated for what it is. It's just heated up food from a semi-truck.
Yeah, I'm going to go Planet Hollywood. It was one of the most disappointing.
Same vibe. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So what about underrated?
You know, Deluxe Burger or Polite Pig. Those are counter service. Do we have to do this for counter service and table service or just restaurant in general there?
Any restaurant.
You know what? I'm going to say Splitsville. People think of it as a bowling alley, but it's really a restaurant that has bowling.
No. Yeah. I like that. I'm going to go with Edison. I love that meal.
Oh, yeah,
I love that restaurant. It was fantastic. So overrated, underrated Walt Disney World Resort.
Overrated Disney World Resort Boardwalk.
Oh, I was going to say that too. Okay, really? I'm going to go with Yacht Club. I'll go with Yacht Club.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right.
Underrated?
Underrated. I think Caribbean Beach is a little underrated still. But it's that Skyliner, man. It makes it so valuable.
I'll even say Pop Century is underrated now with the Skyliner. And you know how I feel about Pop Century.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
All right. This one's pretty easy. Nighttime at Walt Disney World. Favorite park to be in after dark?
Park as a whole, I would say Magic Kingdom. Every land kind of has a little bit of magic to it.
Absolutely. Magic Kingdom. Favorite land?
Galaxy's Edge.
I see you're taking mine right from me. Yes. Galaxy's Edge with all the lightsabers, especially you got a lot of lightsaber people there.
The lighting package on the mountains is fantastic.
I will give a bonus one to Pandora at night.
Also throw a bone to Carsland out in Disneyland.
DCA. That's a good one. All right. Favorite ride at night?
People Mover.
Son of a gun, Doug. Oh, that is mine as well.
I thought you'd say Thunder Mountain.
I like it during fireworks, but at night, People Mover going through Tomorrowland is incredible.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite pavilion in World Showcase at night?
At night. America, because there's usually a concert going on.
Okay.
And you just kind of get the vibe. Even if you're not in the concert, you get it outside at the picnic tables.
I really like France in the Ratatouille area back there. I don't know why. It's just kind of, it's peaceful.
Because you feel like you're going to get pickpocketed or scammed?
I'm the one pickpocketing.
Oh.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Favorite restaurant at night?
Favorite restaurant at night? California Grill.
Yes. 100%. Doug nailed it.
Topolino's had a chance, but they built it on the wrong side of the building.
All right. So which park has the most noticeable difference between its nighttime vibe versus daytime vibe?
I think Epcot, because it gets more party-like a little bit. I think World Showcase specifically.
Yep. Also, if you're looking at like crowds, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
As soon as it's nighttime and the animals go in, it just dies completely.
It's not a vibe. It's just like, oh, why are we here?
All right. James asks, what's the most and least important park to rope drop, especially if you aren't planning to purchase any individual lightning lanes?
My brain doesn't compute. But I think the most important to rope drop is Hollywood Studios because there's so little room for error there.
Yes.
I think the least important is probably Animal Kingdom because you can
go Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of options at Magic Kingdom, but Animal Kingdom, like, you only have a few things you're really going to have to wait on. Mm-hmm. And you can do Pandora very predictably at park close, where some other things you can't do predictably at park close with Magic Kingdom because of the fireworks.
Okay. All right. I was going Magic Kingdom because you have the double rope drop. So
yeah, and you got lots
to go to the other one.
Yeah, but say you miss both.
Okay, well, that's a problem.
See, I think that's what he's going for. Like, we're sleeping in.
Well, there's so many attractions. You can still get to some C&D tickets. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. James asks, you have the ability to do one of these things. Which do you choose? Design a new Disney resort complete with your own theming and restaurants. Replace or retheme one ride at each park with something new. Add a new land at a park of your choice, complete with 3 to 4 new attractions, 1 quick service restaurant, and 1 table service restaurant. Add 2 new countries to the World Showcase, each having an accompanying attraction and a quick service and table service restaurants.
So I have to do one of those four. I don't remember what they all are, but I'll do number 3.
Number three.
What is it?
Add a new land at a park of your choice, complete with 3 to 4 new attractions, 1 quick service, 1 table service.
I want number 4. Give me number 4.
Oh, 4 was what I was going to pick. So that's
we can both do 4.
2 new countries to the World Showcase. Like that, I feel like needs to happen.
I think we can both do number 4. So I'm going to add Antarctica, which is inside and very nice and cold. And there's penguins.
Okay.
You're
not going to add a new resort? I'll tell you what I would do if I could design a new Disney resort.
Well, mine was going to be like Venice style, like canals and gondolas.
So I've said it on a previous show, but I would love to do another version of the Animal Kingdom Lodge, but it's only like very Star Cruiser, and it's like very, I'm blanking on what it was called down in Disney Springs.
Adventures Club.
Yep. It's that. But like in a resort, and I want to do that so bad.
They tried to build it, but they called it the Star Cruiser and did it with Star Wars.
Yeah. And so that's what
I would do. Venice, and I'd have some great Italian to eat, like real Italian.
Real Italian.
Yeah, sounds good. You can't have enough Italian food. So my other world. So I added Antarctica, which is a whole continent, not a country. My bad. But and then there's a lot of temptation to do Brazil and Australia, but I would go Greece. The architecture of Greece would stand out around the world showcase. The white and the blue would look fantastic. And just the food. I need the food. Yep. There you go. Food. There's my two.
There you go. All right. Next round for James is WDW Food Challenge. You must use each of the four parks, Disney Springs, and one resort. So breakfast or brunch. Each of the four parks, Disney Springs, and resort. So where are we doing breakfast at Magic Kingdom?
I don't eat breakfast, Derek. But if I have to, I have it on my way to the parks. Just let the record state. But I'm sure you're going to say this, Gaston's cinnamon rolls.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the best. I don't want to sit down and take time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will say a character meal, Crystal Palace, has a really good breakfast. I mean,
I've done Cinderella's before.
For breakfast?
Yeah, okay. It's cheaper.
All right. What about cheaper. Epcot? Breakfast?
Well, Garden Grill.
Yep, there you go. What about at Hollywood Studios? Where are we doing breakfast?
Well, I like the breakfast Ronto Wrap. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a good one. What am I doing?
Woody's.
Yes, it's the best breakfast on property.
I like the breakfast Ronto Wrap. Otherwise, I'd agree. Just about any other park, you take the Ronto Wrap away, I agree with you on Hollywood Studios. But I like the Ronto Wrap, the breakfast Ronto Wrap. I don't like the regular Ronto Wrap as much as the breakfast.
Okay, breakfast at Animal Kingdom. There you go. Forgot where we were for a second.
Tusker House? Do they have breakfast?
They have a great breakfast buffet. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the only thing open for breakfast. So I don't.
I've never had breakfast, by the way, at Disney Springs, so I can't answer that.
I think there's Everglaze, the donuts. I think that's it. I think that's your only choice.
All right.
And they're good. What
resorts do you love breakfast at?
Ooh, I got two. Can I say two? Go Cape for it. May Cafe and Ohana.
That's a good one. And that's a great one. So, yeah, you got them. Yeah. I'll even add one on there. Topolino's Breakfast.
Oh.
Holy crap. One of the best breakfasts
I've ever had. That's really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And great characters. Yeah. Very unique costumes. If you're looking for Mickey, that's slightly different. Topolino's. That's a good one, Derek. Okay. You win.
All right.
Derek wins.
Appetizer. For he wants to go through all the parks with an appetizer. What are some of your favorite appetizers then?
This is gonna sound crazy. The bread, the garlic bread at Tony's for the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the best appetizer I've had at the Magic Kingdom.
I've ever had. You're right.
There's some off menu stuff at Skipper's Canteen. Like a bread thing from Skipper's Canteen that's not on the menu, but they tell you about it. But the Tony's bread was a little better.
Okay.
That was really good. That was the highlight of the meal.
It was. Yeah. What about Epcot?
I mentioned buffets and all you can eat. I mean, they have salad and bread. Their bread's really good with the honey butter. I don't know. I don't know that I know appetizers at
Ohana, you just got the good.
Oh, Ohana's got all the appetizers. Hot stickers, the wings, stickers, the noodles. It's the champion of appetizers. Yes. It's so they don't have to feed you as much meat, but it wins. Ohana's the best.
Now, what about any appetizers at Hollywood Studios? I don't really get many appetizers. Mm.
Sci-Fi has good onion rings. Like if you get onion rings, but I also get those as a side. So I don't know. But you could get onion rings. They're good. Yeah, this is a struggle. Let's move on.
Let's move on. We don't do appetizers. No, we don't do entrees. Appetizers. What's some of the best entrees we've had at Magic Kingdom?
Well, the steak at
Cinderella's, because that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You pay for it. Now, if I'm going dollar for dollar, I don't know if it's the best, but it's the best in the park. It's no question.
I agree. So what about Epcot? I
think it was going to be the same thing for us, right? Steak at Le Cellier.
Steak at Cellier. Yep, there you go.
Okay. I mean, there's so many good entrees around that park. But I mean, if I'm going to drop, $70 on a steak, it is a $70 steak.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
And it's worth it. Love it. So what about Hollywood Studios? You have an entree?
The chicken pot pie at, yep, at 50s prime time is
you know what? I'm going to go something favorite. Different. I'm going to go Docking Bay and go with the
It's
the meat.
I mean, that roast. Bantha. Yeah, that roast is sit down table service level, almost table service price.
Animal Kingdom?
I had some sweet and sour chicken type thing at Yak and Yeti's that I really liked.
They had a surf and turf at Yak and Yeti that I really liked.
See, I haven't had that, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
one day you and I got to go to Tiffin's. We got to get it. Yeah, we gotta just
I'm pretty sure that would be the winner, whatever we get there.
Okay. And then Disney Springs, do you have an entree that you love?
Yeah, the fried chicken and donuts at Homecoming.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Probably my favorite one. I know I had an amazing burger at the Edison that I was like, this is dreamy. But I seem to eat a lot of burgers and things like that when I'm at Disney Springs. I need to go to Homecoming. I really
do. You do.
I know. Resort, do you have Ohana, all the food at Ohana? Yeah,
right.
California Grill, I've had a great steak. Mm-hmm. Topolino's, phenomenal. Yeah. Everything. There's a lot of good food at the resorts.
Yeah, it's hard to pick Hard to pick one, and it's
not Yachtsman. That one did not do it.
No,
for me.
And my steak wasn't amazing either. Like, it just fell flat for us.
All right, dessert. So, let's talk about Magic Kingdom. Do you have a dessert?
The gray stuff? No, it's just nothing's jumping out at me from a sit down or anything.
We did not research this one as well as we should.
As you can tell.
Yes.
It's a lot of research. We haven't eaten. It would be. Like, I don't always get dessert after.
I don't either.
Because I'm full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, there you go. Magic Kingdom. You're on your own. Sorry, we can't help you.
Get a Dole Whip on that
like,
one.
What about I honestly Epcot? Can't remember what you get at Cinderella's. Epcot.
Magic Kingdom. No. I'm going back to Magic Kingdom.
Oh, I have one at Magic Kingdom. Liberty Tree.
Aha, jeez. Yes.
Because as soon as I was thinking about the dessert for Garden Grill, it reminded me of...
That's exactly what happened to my brain.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's getting late, guys. It's getting late here. Recording two shows in one night because somebody's going to Disney World.
I'm going to eat some desserts and talk to you about them on the show. How about that?
The ooey gooey toffee cake at Liberty Tree is a winner. And then the whatever the type of pie or crisp, like fruit crisp thing.
Cobbler pie thing.
Yeah, it's a cobbler or a crisp or a pie at Garden Grill is fantastic. And it's changed a couple times, but it's really good. There are some amazing desserts, though, around the World Showcase restaurants, like at Le Chefs de France and even over in Germany at the Beer Garden buffet desserts are really good. Some strudel, stuff like that. So,
all right. What about Hollywood Studios? Some desserts that stick out to you?
The chocolate shakes at 50s Primetime. Not necessarily a dessert, but they're big. They're great. Nice and cold. They give you the whole metal little cup that they mix the shake in. So it's fantastic.
Man, I can't think of any at Hollywood Studios. My favorite dessert is, I will just say, it's at the resort when we get to the resort one. Ooh. So Animal Kingdom, we're never there late enough to have dessert. I've gotten some really good cupcakes at Animal Kingdom.
I've gotten the dessert at Yak and Yeti's before, and it's a cream cheese wonton. That is really good. Mm-hmm. So Yak and Yeti's has a solid dessert.
What about Disney Springs?
I got some donuts there from Everglaze that were fantastic. I mean, they're huge. They have all the weird crap on top of them. And yeah, they're really good. They are a meal unto themselves.
Yeah. I've gotten there's that ice cream store there. And even though I can't have it.
Ghirardelli's.
It was fantastic. So, and then dessert at a resort, mine is simple. You go to the Contemporary, you go downstairs, you have like the 13-layer chocolate cake.
That's pretty good. I'm still partial to the Ohana bread pudding.
Okay. Though. I love chocolate cake. 13 layers
and
of chocolate cake.
Then there's also strawberry shortcake at Hoopty Doo.
I will try that. I'm looking forward to that one.
It's good stuff.
Drinks, alcoholic or regular? Magic Kingdom, do you have a drink?
We haven't had drinks at Magic Kingdom much.
I had the Skipper's one. That was not that good. Yeah,
but can we name it? No. It was the first day they were serving alcohol in the park, too.
What about over at Epcot? There's so many.
There's a leprechaun.
Yeah.
I think I have to say that one or people will be mad.
Okay. That's a good one. You know what? There's a couple at La Cava that I really love. Some really good tequila drinks. It's the only place I like drinking tequila.
There's a drink back in America at the walk-up bar over by the Regal Eagle. That's really good, too.
We're doing great on this show, guys.
We are.
And then, so what about Hollywood Studios? Do you have a drink that sticks out to you?
Not Blue Milk.
Nope, not at all.
If for my non-alcoholic friends, there's basically it's a Frosty at the Dockside Diner, that boat. But watch the hours, they close early.
Mm-hmm.
But in Oga's, what is it? The Jet Fuel?
I love Jet Fuel. I like that. You don't.
No. Bespin Fizz. That's Bespin what I like. Fizz.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yes. Oga's.
Do you have an alcoholic drink or any kind of drink you like at Animal Kingdom? Nomad Lounge has the Tigress.
The Tempting Tigress. Nomads. That's a good one. Oh, yeah.
So what about Disney Springs?
I can't think of one at Disney Springs. I don't think I've really drinking at Disney Springs.
Oh, I have.
I don't spend a lot of time at Disney
Springs. I have a souvenir cup from Rainforest Cafe that I got a fruity rum drink in. It was delicious, too.
Fantastic.
It was like a Mai Tai. It was great. And then do you have a drink at a resort that you love?
The Back Scratcher.
Yep. There you go. And we'll sign it for you if you come out with us. Yes. There will be a Back Scratcher night. Yes. And then really quick, snack. Hollywood or Magic Kingdom.
I feel like we did snack on the last show.
I know. Like so Dole Whip for Gaston's, Dole Whip.
School Bread.
There you go. Yeah, we did this already. We did this. Go back to the other show. There you go. All right. Sounds good. And then James says, love the show. Thanks for all that you guys do. So James, thank you for asking enough questions to fill a 35-minute episode because while you did this, while we're recording this, I'm actually in Walt Disney World, so we had to do this early. So thank you for that, James. Thank you to all of the people that asked questions last week and this week. So anything else, Doug?
I mean, it was fun. I'm sorry I didn't prepare more about what appetizers we like.
Yeah, we need to do. I'm going to go eat an appetizer, and I'm going to tag James in this while I'm there. So there you go.
We just don't app much. It's weird, you know? And when you do buffets and family style, the apps, the salad course, I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah. Chicken wings. I mean, that's my appetizer of choice. Oh. Chicken wings. Love me some chicken.
Get
wings.
Those from Tambu.
Oh, all right. Well, now that I'm hungry after this show, thank you so much. Thank you to all of our Patreons who support the show. If you want to get those bonus and after shows, which will be mine will be from Disney this week. You're going to have to go into the show notes and become a Patreon member. If you want to book a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, or any kind of vacation, touring and cruises would love to help you do that. They're actually helping us book our stuff for our trip coming up for Doug and I. If you want to do that, please reach out and reach out to us and never be afraid to ask us any questions or tag us on social media and any of the fun things. But that is all the time that we got. So for Doug, I'm Derek. You've been listening to Rope Drop Radio.